Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's yet another day, and we bless the name of the Lord for such a great opportunity that he has granted unto us all. We pray that his name alone be glorified. I apologize, this is coming very late. It's also midnight my time here, which is approximately plus 9 GMT. I mentioned yesterday that I was going to be very short, but I guess that I went overboard. I spoke more than 15 minutes. But today, I will try to stick to my promise that I will be extremely short because I want to just simply ask a question. I want to ask the question so that we can have some time of self-reflection. There is no use for a sermon or there is no use for a charge if you wouldn't take a time to actually stand still and think within yourself. A lot of us listen to sermon every day. We go to church. We listen to the shepherd that is set to over us. We do not actually spare some time to reflect. And I don't think there will be a use of goodness for any sermon right here, if that is not a habit that we have ourselves. So therefore, I'm just going to ask a question, and I want us to spend some time today or the night or through the day or in the next 24 hours to think about that and to reflect upon our lives and see if truly where our balance tilts towards, right? My question would be, is it fear or faith? Is it fear or faith? What drives you? As we may all know, or as I'm sure that we all know, that one way or the other, one thing will drive you towards this path of gospel. Is it the fear of the unknown? Is it the fear of the dark world? Is it the fear that your life is in peril? Is it the fear that you would end up in hell? Is it just the fear that what would people say if I am no longer a Christian or if I no longer follow this path? Is it the fear that your pastor will challenge you? Is it the fear that your parent might disown you? Is it the fear that you might feel irrelevant if you say, oh, I no longer want to follow this Christ? Is it fear? Or is it faith? What drives you? What makes you think that this is the right path? What makes you wake up every single morning and keep pressing on? What makes you go to church? What makes you respond or listen to this sermon? What makes or to this church? What makes you want to listen to it? Is it fear of the missing out? I'm going to miss out. I don't know what this brother is going to say today. I don't want to miss out. Or is it faith, right? And to some, this question might sound quite irrelevant, but if you actually have a deep thought around it, you would realize that you are driven by one of those two, right? But I would rather that you're driven by faith, right? Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm reading from Hebrews 11:6. Another version said, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. If we go to the pages of the scriptures, we would realize that those who are pillars, those who are our patriarchs, those who are the heroes of faith, were never at any point in time driven by the fear of the unknown. There is a reason why Abraham was called a friend of God. Because he loved God. Every single action of his, every single reaction to the action of God were driven by the love that he has for God, not by the fear of the repercussion of not doing that which God has instructed. They are two different things. If you are driven by fear, you would maybe achieve that which he asks you to achieve, but the end result will be absolutely different from he who is driven by love. Amen. You know, I asked a question for myself. I mean, I just wanted to understand, what is it about Abraham's call and his response that just made him so special? What is it? Right. What is it about Abraham's call and response that made him quite special? Was it because he felt that if he doesn't align with God's principle, he's never going to have a child? Because from the attitude of Abraham, Abraham never cared about having a child. That's the truth. Why would you say that? But if you look at the pages of the scriptures, you remember that Abraham was not keen on a seed. He told the Lord, I have someone of my household. There is Eliezer. There is Ishmael. You could choose any one of them. Why do you bother promising me a child? Why do you bother? That is a man who is not driven by the need that he has to obey God. Rather, his walk with God was out of love. It was absolutely out of love. It did not walk with God because of his daily bread. It did not walk with God because of the fear of not having a child or someone to sustain his family line. It did not walk with God because of the fear of being destroyed out of this world by the kings around him. No. He simply walked with God because of his love for him. Absolutely. Again, ask yourself, you don't want to go to hell? Is that why you're walking with him? You don't want to pass through tribulation? Is that why you're walking with him? Because a lot of people don't want to. Absolutely. A lot of people in the denominations don't want to go to hell. And they genuinely do not want to go to hell. A lot of people out there in the world do not want to go through the tribulation. And they genuinely do not want to. But remember, he did not choose them. He chose you. Not because your desire not to go to hell was higher than theirs. No. Simply because he had chosen you to be before him in love. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. Again, like I said, I will try to be short and precise, but I just want to quickly read this page, just pages of the scriptures. The book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he had chosen us before him, or chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, not in fear, but rather in love. So please ask yourself today, every of my motives, every of the actions that I make, every of the reactions that I have to the actions that God makes, what drives them? Because you may think that it's because you love God, but you do not know that you're driven by the fear of repercussion. Because if you are, you are wrong. You should rather be driven by the love for God. By the love for God. That is where you should be. That is where he wants to meet you. That is why he had proposed you, he had placed you and chosen you before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love could have been removed, right? But he specifically had to say, in love. Amen. Let me quickly read through some pages of the scriptures as well. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 said, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Philippians 4 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." Be careful for nothing. Absolutely. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love." Hear that. There is no, absolutely no fear in love. "But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." The Bible did not say he that feareth is of the devil. No, you could be driven by fear and yet you say you are of God. But you will not be made perfect. You have to be made perfect in love. So he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Psalms 56:3 says, "What time I am afraid, I will rather trust in thee." I can rephrase and say, anytime I am afraid, I will change that and trust in you. That is to say, I would come in communion and in love with you. Replace your fear with love. "I sought the Lord and he heard me and deliver me from all of my fears." Psalm 34 verse 4. Amen and amen. And Romans chapter 8 verse 15 says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." Again, look at it. In the whole time, they were driven by the fear of the repercussion if they break the law. But now you have not received that same spirit of bondage to fear. "But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Abba, Father is not a tautology. It's not just saying Father, Father. It is a cry of affection towards the Father. "Oh, my Lord and my God. Oh, my love and my friend. Oh, Abba, Father." Is cry of affection, not a cry of fear. So you have not received the spirit of fear, rather you are meant to love. And if you love, your actions, your reactions, sometimes you may find yourself in a position where you are broken and it seems that everything around you is falling apart. Yet, love will sustain you. Yet, love will sustain you. If you love, you would not hurt him because of that love. You would be able to lay down your life for him. And you will not react like that one servant with a single talent who said, "Oh, I know you are a very, very hard master. And therefore, I know you like to reap where you do not sow. And therefore, I had to keep this talent you gave me so that, you know, I'm afraid of you. I just don't want you to break me." And yet, what happened to him? That man was not destroyed. Maybe he didn't lose his eternal life, but he was casted out to darkness. Fear overtook him and he inherited fear. He lost. He suffered the loss. But rather, look at this other person who was given 5 talents and 2 talents. Out of love, they walked. Out of love, They labored to have more. And what happened? The love paid off. So, check yourself. I will check myself. I will check my actions. And I would ask myself today, what am I being driven on? Is it fear? Do I have just the fear? Or am I driven with the love of God? I pray the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.